57, McAlane to Optometrist, Senate Bill 435, SJR 4, SJR 10, House Bill 25, House Bill 418. Well, let's deal with the Senate bills first.
What's
Senate Bill 435. Senate Bill 435. Just came out of finance. It's an act establishing the elementary school class size reduction pilot program provides for an effective date. I don't know where I sent it. Senator Cotton, the bill provides for a pilot project attempting to reduce elementary class sizes. The House Committee adopted a committee substitute moving to 3 good passes. There are 2 no recommendations. The Finance Committee adopted a committee substitute moved it. The bill passed as a fiscal note from the Department of Education.
Mr. Chairman, this is a fiscal note. Fiscal note actually takes place to big portion of FY94. It'll be an increase in the foundation formula by about $985,000. Based on $60,000 per unit, but the FY93 system is very small. It's just putting the program together. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Duncan.
I move the National House Consent of Senate Bill 57, Senate Bill 435, SJR 4, and SJR 10 to be approved at county chair's discretion.
Okay, any objection? Okay, for the purposes of calendar, HB 25, an act appropriated to the Department of Education.
Already signed it.
Hold that. Okay. House Bill 418, HDR 70, and HDR 73. Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 418, House Joint Resolution 70, House Joint Resolution 73 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Okay. Is there any objection to those?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Duncan.
I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill number 25 be approved for county chair's discretion.
Okay. Let me ask, does this bill include the funding formula changes for single-dual site schools?
It includes the money for single-dual site schools. The funding formula change would have to happen either in House Bill 446. I think we had it in Senate Bill 7 when we sent it over, and the House sent it back without those changes. So there's two vehicles where the formula changes could take place. This includes money without formula changes, but the same commitment that we've always made to single site. They're all in there up to 580 ADM with
plus
known, and plus Dillingham, which should fall out if at 580 ADM. So there was some discussion about changing it to 800 ADM. Those schools that would be included if you went for 500 to 800 are not in, with the exception of Noam and Dillingham.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Johnson.
And there's a couple schools in Wrangell-Peterburg left on. I don't know why. And this is another laundry list attempt to solve the problem. I'd like to see us try to solve the formula. There's somebody to do that. We can hold it and see where we can go. Fix it somewhere.
Okay. The chair also shares those concerns there that single dual site schools are not, although we attempt to fund them every year, but it's a situation where that it's a difficult process for us to go through. I do not want to object to the movement at this point.
Well, let me make a statement, and everybody can make a statement.
Okay.
I also support straightening out of the quota for single site to dual site schools. I've always supported that and voted for it in the past. We'll continue to vote for it. That can't be done in an appropriation bill, however. Even if you do that, this appropriation bill has to go. But
is that your statement?
That's in my statement.
Okay.
We've got a vote.